Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave-style jungle edit in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, by ghosting the break, arranging tension with automation, and shaping the whole drop, so it feels like a real DNB record, not just a loop that got lucky. The vibe we're aiming for is humid, gritty, and alive. Think classic break energy, a little rawness in the drums, some atmosphere hanging in the air, and that tight, modern arrangement discipline that makes the track work on a big system and in headphones. That balance is the whole game in jungle and drum and bass. Too static, and it falls flat. Too messy, and the low end turns to mush. So we're going to keep the break breathing, while still controlling the energy with clear arrangement moves. First thing, before we start automating anything, we set up the arrangement like a DJ-friendly tune. In arrangement view, map out your sections. A simple structure works great here. 8 bars intro, 16 bars first drop, 8 bars switch up, 8 bars breakdown or tease, 16 bars second drop, then an 8-bar outro. Even if some of those sections are only partially filled at first, get the blocks in place. That way, every automation move has a home. In DNB, phrasing in 8s and 16s matters a lot. You want changes to land at the end of a cycle so the tune feels intentional and mixable. I also like to group tracks early. Drums, bass, atmos, and FX. Keep an eye on your master level too. As you build, leave yourself headroom and aim to stay roughly around -6 dB on the master. That gives you room for saturation, bus processing, and automation without crushing the transients. Now let's build the break groove. Start with a classic jungle break or a chopped break loop on an audio track. If it's a raw sample from the browser, warp it in beats mode and preserve the transients. We want the break to feel punchy and natural, not stretched and plasticky. Here's the key move. Duplicate the break track and create a ghost layer. This ghost break is not meant to compete with the main break. It's there to create motion, shuffle, and texture underneath the lead drum pattern. Lower the volume by around 12 to 18 dB, high pass it somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz with EQ8, and then soften it a little with saturator or drum bus. If you want, add auto filter so it can open gradually over 8 bars. This is one of those subtle moves that makes a huge difference. The main break gives you the punch and identity. The ghost break gives you the air, the tail movement, the little in-between hats and snare fragments that make jungle feel like it's alive. If the ghost layer is too loud, it stops being a ghost and starts fighting the main loop, so keep it tucked back. Now we make that ghost layer evolve. This is where the arrangement starts to feel like a tune. In the intro, automate the ghost break so it begins filtered and narrow, then opens up as the drop approaches. You can automate auto filter cutoff from maybe 250 or 500 Hz up toward 8 or 12 kHz. Keep the resonance moderate, nothing extreme. You can also automate utility width so the ghost layer starts a little narrow and gets wider at the drop. And if you want a nice lift, automate the track volume up by just 1 to 3 dB toward the drop. That kind of small automation is powerful. It doesn't scream automation, but it makes the groove breathe. In jungle, that breathing motion is a big part of the tension. Next up, bass. For this style, it helps to think in layers. A clean sub-track, maybe with operator, and a mid-bass or res layer, maybe with wave-eatable or analog. Keep the sub simple and steady, mostly under 100 Hz, and keep it mono with utility if needed. The sub should support the groove, not smear it. Then build a mid-bass layer above that with some controlled movement. Saturator can add a few dB of drive, auto filter or EQ8 can shape the tone, and if you want motion, use subtle automation or an LFO-style movement on the filter. Write the bass like a conversation. Don't just hold one giant note wall. Let the bass answer the break. Leave holes for the snare. Use short notes around phrase endings. Let the sub sustain under key hits. Then pull back in busier moments. That call and response approach is what stops the tune from feeling like a loop. Now let's shape the drums as a group. Route your drums into a drum group and do light bus processing, not heavy-handed crushing. Drum bus is great here for a little weight and density. Glue compressor can help everything sit together. EQ8 can clean up buildup, especially around the low mids. If you want a little edge, add saturator gently. A good starting point might be a little drum bus drive, a gentle glue setting with a slower attack, and a small cut if the 250 to 500 Hz area gets boxy. If the main break and ghost break are stepping on each other, fix the balance before the compression. Sometimes the easiest answer is just to reduce the ghost layer's low mid energy instead of turning it down across the board. Now comes the fun part. Automate drum energy across the phrase. A static loop can sound great for 4 bars, then it starts to feel like wallpaper. So we're going to move the energy in a controlled way. Try increasing drum bus drive a little in the last two bars before a section change. Or add a small high shelf lift on the drum group, just 1 or 2 dB, for a bit more intensity. You can also automate reverb send on certain percussion hits, or open an auto filter on a percussion loop during a build, then close it hard on the drop. One really effective move in a jungle edit is this. In bars 13 to 16 of the first drop, automate the ghost break slightly brighter, add a touch more drum bus drive, and let a snare fill get wetter with reverb in the final half bar. Then cut that reverb right at the downbeat. That contrast is pure tension. Let's talk atmosphere, because this is where the heatwave vibe really comes through. Heatwave-inspired edits often feel warm, humid, and a little nostalgic. That doesn't just come from the samples. It comes from how the atmosphere moves over time. Add one or two ambient layers, vinyl noise, room tone, a filtered pad, a texture hit, maybe a sampled chord with heavy filtering. Then use auto filter, reverb, echo, and utility to shape them through the arrangement. For example, your intro might be filtered ambience and ghost break only. Then add a distant bass hint or a reverb tail on a chop as the drop approaches. Once the drop hits, pull most of that ambience back and heap just one low, tucked in texture. Later, bring in a short echo throw or an extra fill to make the switch up feel fresh. That's how you make a jungle track feel like it has a world around it, not just drums in empty space. When you're building transitions, don't overdo the effects. A lot of edits fall apart because they try to use 10 risers when one good move would have done the job. Use stock devices like auto filter, reverb, echo, reverse audio, or a pitched riser. Keep the low end out of transition effects by high-passing them aggressively, often somewhere above 150 to 300 Hz depending on the source. If you want the fill to hit harder, try automating the ghost breakdown by 1 or 2 dB right before it, so the fill feels more exposed and powerful without actually increasing the peak level much. At this stage, make sure your sections are contrasting properly. The intro should feel more restrained and dry. The drop should feel direct and focused. The switch up can get busier or darker. And the second drop should feel like the most confident section of the track. If everything is equally loud and equally dense, you've lost the arrangement arc. A few extra pro moves can take this from good to really solid. You can alternate ghost break patterns every 8 bars, so the same break source still feels like it's developing. You can automate different devices in opposite directions, like opening the ghost break filter while narrowing the bass width in the same section. That contrast can make the drop feel much tighter. You can also build a fake dropout before the switch by removing the sub for half a bar and leaving just the break tail and a little texture. Then bring the low end back and hard. That kind of empty space can hit harder than adding more layers. When you're doing your final balance pass, check the fundamentals. Keep the sub in mono. Make sure the kick and sub aren't fighting each other. Make sure the snare still punches through when the ghost layer opens up. Watch for harshness in the 2 to 5kHz range if your breaks are too bright. And make sure your automation is doing something meaningful, not just moving for the sake of movement. A good DNB arrangement should feel like this. The intro creates space and anticipation. The first drop locks in groove and restraint. The switch-up adds detail and pressure, and a second drop lands with the most confidence. That contrast is what separates a loop from a tune. In this style, automation and arrangement judgment are just as important as the sounds themselves. So here's the core idea to remember. Duplicate the break, turn one copy into a ghost layer, automate filters and send so it evolves. Build the bass as a conversation with the drums, and use section contrast to guide the listener through the track. Think in layers of motion, not just layers of sound. Now if you want to test yourself, try this as a quick exercise. Build an 8-bar loop with break, sub, and one res layer. Duplicate the break and make a ghost version that's quieter and high-passed. Automate that ghost layer from dark to bright. Write a bass part with at least a couple of empty spaces each phrase. Add one drum bus on the drum group and nudge the drive up into the last bar. Then make one transition using only stock devices. If it feels like it's evolving instead of just repeating, you're on the right path. Alright, that's the technique. Ghost the break, arrange the energy, automate the tension, and let the tune breathe. That's how you get that heatwave jungle edit feeling. Gritty, humid, controlled, and ready to slam in the mix.